Yagika takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word Shaukra Janma means taking birth by seminal discharge. Animals can take their birth in this way too. However, a human being can be reformed from the Shaukra Janma, as recommended in the Vedic civilization. Before the birth takes place, or before father and mother unite, there is a ceremony called Garbhadana Samskara, which must be adopted. This Garbhadana Samskara is especially recommended for higher castes, especially the Brahmana caste. It is said in the Shastras that if the Garbhadana Samskara is not practiced among the higher castes, the entire family becomes Shudra. It is also stated that in this age of Kali, everyone is Shudra due to the absence of the Garbhadana Samskara. This is the Vedic system. According to the Pancharatrik system, however, even though everyone is a Shudra due to the absence of the Garbhadana Samskara, if a person has but a little tendency to become Krishna conscious, he should be given the chance to elevate himself to the transcendental platform of devotional service. Our Krishna consciousness movement adopts this Pancharatrik Vidhi as advised by Srila Sanatana Goswami, who says, Yata kanchanatam jati kamsyam rasa vidanata tata diksha vidanena dvijatvam jayate narinam. As bell metal, when mixed with mercury, is transformed to gold, a person, even though not golden pure, can be transformed into a Brahmana or Dvija simply by the initiation process. Thus, if one is initiated by a proper person, he can be accepted as twice born immediately. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore offer the student his first initiation and allow him to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly and following the regulative principles, one becomes qualified to be initiated as a Brahmana. Because unless one is a qualified Brahmana, he cannot be allowed to worship Lord Vishnu. This is called Yagika Janma. In our Krishna consciousness society, unless one is twice initiated, first by chanting Hare Krishna and second by the Gayatri Mantra, he is not allowed to enter the kitchen or deity room to execute duties. However, when one is elevated to the platform on which he can worship the deity, his previous birth does not matter. Chandalopi dvija shrishto hari bhakti parayana Hari Bhakti Vihina Shcha Dvijopi Svapachadama. Even if one is born in the family of a chandala, if one engages in the devotional service of the Lord, he becomes the best of brahmanas. But even a brahmana who is devoid of devotional service is on the level of the lowest dog eater. If a person is advanced in devotional service, it does not matter whether he was born in a chandala family. He becomes purified. As Sri Prahlad Maharaj said, Viprat Twishat Gunayutat Aravinda Naba Padaravinda Vimukat Chopacham Varishtam. Even if one is a Brahmana and is qualified with all the Brahminical qualifications, he is considered degraded if he is averse to worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if a person is attached to the service of the Lord, he becomes glorified, even if he is born in a chandala family. Indeed, such a chandala can deliver not only himself, but all his family predecessors. Without devotional service, even a proud brahmana cannot deliver himself, and what to speak of his family. In many instances in the Shastras, it is seen that even a brahmana has become a kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, mlecha, or non-brahmana. And there are many instances of one's being born a kshatriya or vaishya or even lower, and in the 18th year attaining elevation to the Brahminical platform by the process of initiation. Therefore, Narada Muni says, Yasya lakshanam proktam pumso varna vivyanchakam yatanyatrapi drishyeta tattenaiva vinirdishet. It is not a fact that because one is born in a Brahmana family, he is automatically a Brahmana. He has a better chance to become a Brahmana, but unless he meets all the Brahminical qualifications, he cannot be accepted as such. On the other hand, if the Brahminical qualifications are found in the person of a Shudra, he should immediately be accepted as a Brahmana. To substantiate this, there are many quotations from Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Bharatvaja Samhita, and the Pancharatra, as well as many other scriptures. As far as the duration of life of the demigods, concerning Lord Brahma, it is said, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyat Brahmano Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vido Janaha. The duration of one day of Brahma is 1,000 times greater than the four yugas, aggregating 4,320,000 years. Similarly, Brahma's one night. Brahma lives for 100 years of such days and nights. The word Vibhuda Yusha indicates that even if one gets a long lifespan, his lifespan is useless if he is not a devotee. A living entity is the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord. And unless he comes to the platform of devotional service, his lifespan, good birth, glorious activities, and everything else are null and void. Kim jamma bistri birveha shaukra savitra yagikai karma bir vatrayi proktai pumsopi bibudayusha. A civilized human being has three kinds of births. The first birth is by a pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called Savitra. The third birth, called Yagika, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying Lord Vishnu or satisfying the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narada Muni is speaking to the Prachetas. The context is that the Prachetas perform severe austerities until they attain the darshan of the Lord. They were following actually the instructions of their father in order to perform their dharma, their prescribed duties. And they were meant to become householders, to have children and to contribute to society in this way by performing their grihastha duties properly in a dharmic way. They receive a mantra given by Lord Shiva, and this, by the association of Lord Shiva, they attained spiritual perfection to the point that the Lord gave them direct darshan. And they offered prayers to the Lord in pure love, in pure devotion. The Lord blessed them that whatever they desire, they express many spiritual desires. Whatever they desire, they will attain it. And he told them that you should marry the daughter of, I forgot the name of the sage. Anyone remembers the name of the sage? The daughter was named Marisha. That was the name of the girl. The mother was Pramlocha. And I forgot the name of the sage. It was in previous chapter. No, it's not a well-known sage. Ku something. Anyone remembers? I don't remember. Kusha something. Anyway, they were instructed to marry the daughter of this sage who met Pramlocha, an apsara. And actually that daughter was abandoned. It seems that abandoning children doesn't happen only in present days. Many times we find it's not my case, but it may be the case of some here present or in other places, who experience how either the father or the mother, they abandoned them. they had them, but they didn't raise them. Kandu, thank you. Kandu, I knew it was with K, but I couldn't remember. So the sage Kandu. So it seems that the Apsara was not, for some reason, or was not, obviously was not responsible, abandoned the child. And the child was raised by the trees. So it is described in the Bhagavatam. But the trees couldn't properly feed the child. So then Chandra Dev, the king of the moon, with his finger, he gave nectar to the child to, I don't know which finger, I don't know if it was this, probably this. Maybe this is a finger that children suck. So maybe he gave this finger, the thumb, yes. Thumbs up, and there is a drink in India. It's not thumbs up. He gave the finger, and the child was able to become strong, the girl, the little girl. So then the Prachetas, they entered into the, before they met Marisha, that child, the Prachetas entered into the ocean, and they performed severe austerities for a very long time, for many, many years. When they came out, the forest trees had covered everything. Everything was completely covered. And they became angry because they couldn't see that. They couldn't see the goal because the goal was raised by the trees. So they wanted to perform their duties as householders. They couldn't see anything. They were angry. What's this? So emulating the power of Lord Shiva, they had received the mantra of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, at the time of annihilation, burns to ashes the whole universe. So emulating the power of Lord Shiva, the Prachetas, with their mystic power, they burned down the trees. So a big forest fire took place to the point that Brahma himself had to come to appease them and say, okay, it's not necessary to do that. Here is Marisha, and it's okay. You don't need to do anything else. There are other ways less, more civilized of achieving one's purposes. So the Prachetas, they were married for a long time, and they gave birth to Daksha. Daksha, actually, this was the second birth of Daksha. In a previous birth, Daksha, the Prajapati, he had been cursed. He had been killed. He cursed Lord Shiva, and then the followers of Lord Shiva cursed him. And he was actually killed by, what was the name of the demon? Virabhadra? No. Was Virabhadra the name of the demon? Please help me. I mix up stories. Virabhadra. Virabhadra, a very great demon created by Lord Shiva. So, the Prachetas, they gave birth to Daksha in his second birth. After Daksha became purified, he took birth again to continue his duties as Prajapati. And then finally the Prachetas, after performing their duties as Grihastas for many thousands of years, according to the time calculation of the period they were living in, it must be, at least it was Treta Yuga, I don't know if it was Treta or Satya Yuga. They performed their duties for many thousands of years. They decided to retire to the forest to perform austerities as vanaprastas. And then they met Sri Narada Muni. And they asked Narada Muni to please instruct them, because they said, as householders, we have almost forgotten the instructions we receive from Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. Please help us to remember. Therefore, it is very important, the association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada created communities of devotees, like Radhades, in order to give the opportunity to his disciples to have devotee association. In this way, we can remember Krishna in a very easy way. It doesn't matter if one is brahmachari, grihastha, or sannyasi. If one associates with devotees, he has the opportunity to remember Krishna. One may be a brahmachari or sannyasi, and if one is not a devotee, does not associate with devotees, will forget Krishna. And then, therefore, it is a curse. One may be a brahmana, but if one is not a devotee, this is what Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, he is not more qualified than someone born in a materialistic family who has become a devotee. So, Sri Narada Muni has started to instruct the Prachetas in order to remind them about, although actually they are devotees, and the fact that they are asking for instruction, it means that actually they do remember Krishna, but out of humility, they are asking the sadhu to please refresh their memory, refresh their Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada established Srimad Bhagavatam lectures and Bhagavad Gita lectures also in the temples of the Krishna consciousness movement, so that we can be reminded of Krishna, so that our Krishna consciousness can be refreshed on a daily basis. We need to refresh all the time. Especially in the age of Kali, there is so much, there are so many external influences which will pollute our consciousness. Isn't it? So much material sound. If we go to the city, there is so much material sound. We read the news, so much material sound, even in written form. So many material activities are taking place. And all these things pollute our consciousness. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. All these things pollute our consciousness to the point that we forget Krishna. We forget Krishna's sweetness. We may see Krishna only in a superficial way. We do not see Krishna's transcendental form, Satchitananda Vigraha. And therefore, we need regular refresher. We need to be reminded on a regular basis. And we need to read Srila Prabhupada's books on a daily basis. We not only should hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning, but on a daily basis we should read Srila Prabhupada's books in order to keep alive our Krishna consciousness, our spiritual perception, keep alive, or in order to develop. Many times we don't have it. It is covered. So we need to cultivate it. We need to develop it. And this is actually the purpose of human life, and this is what Narada Muni is explaining in today's verse. Narada Muni is talking about the different opportunities that take place in human life. In material existence, the soul is covered by ignorance. This is the conditioning. For example, in the beginning of the creation, the souls manifest from Lord Vishnu's body. They appear and they go into the lotus flower of Brahma, and Brahma creates different species, and the souls enter into material creation. And they take births according to their particular qualifications from the previous creation. So actually we are in the conditional state, we are in ignorance. And therefore we need to take birth. We take birth in order to become transformed. That's the purpose of taking birth, particularly human birth. Human birth is different from animal birth. Animal birth, like we see here, three types of birth have been mentioned. Can we remember them? Shaukra. What's Shaukra? It's in the second line of the verse. Shaukra, Savitra, Yagyikai. Three types of birth. Kim Jammabis, Tribir, Vehat. Tribir is three. Jammabi. Three types of Jamma, birth. Not exactly in this case. In another part of the Bhagavatam, that's described. This will be the physical birth. But here the physical birth is mentioned through Shaukra. Semen, through the union of a father and a mother. And Srila Prabhupada specifically, he translates a pure father and a mother. It's interesting. Pure father and mother. Why Srila Prabhupada is translating pure father and mother? Because here he's talking to the prachetas, the brahmanas. So there is no question for a brahmana to take birth from an impure father and mother. And therefore Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he elaborates on the process of garbhadhana samskara, which is the purificatory process before conception. Father and mother, they follow the purificatory processes, the rituals, in order to invite a proper soul, a real brahmana, to their family. And therefore in Vedic tradition, the idea that there is family succession is there, because the brahmanas will perform garbhadhana samskara. When the brahmanas stop to perform garbhadhana samskara, and this is the situation in the age of Kali, then the idea of seminal succession becomes weakened. It weakens naturally. It is like, for example, they used to have, I don't know if in English it is used the same terminology, there are these horses, pure blood, you call. In Spanish it's pure blood. Thoro? How you spell it? Sorry about that, my ignorance. But. Thoroughbred, okay, thank you. Thoroughbred horses. In the literal translation of the Spanish equivalent is pure blood. In Croatian also, pure blood. Meaning it's real, it's pure. These are very fast horses, they have bright, special bright. It's brown, very bright, one color. And they're very fast, they really run very fast. They use them for races. So But when, if we mix the, this is the breathing process, if the races are mixed, then gradually it will diminish the quality of the race, of the race, the breed. So, similarly, when the Brahmanas stop following the Garbhadhana Samskara, this pure father and mother gradually diminish. Up to the point that actually people who take birth in Brahmana families, according to the Varaha Purana, sometimes may even be asuras who descend to the, this, to the earth planet to create more confusion. Why they are asuras? Because they are posing as Brahmanas, but they are performing most sinful activities, such as, for example, cooking, killing animals and cooking meat, for example. Usually Brahmanas will cook. In Spain, there is one of such so-called Brahmanas. He's a priest for one of the Hindu communities. He has opened two or three restaurants where he cooks meat. And still, people are so foolish that because he took birth in a Brahmana family, so-called Brahmana family, it is not Brahmana family anymore, because the race is totally, it's like if you put, you have pure milk and put water and water and water and water, there is a point where there is no more milk, isn't it? What's left? It's only water with a little remnants of the flavor of the milk, but nothing else. So something like that happens. He has not been born in a Brahmana family, but their ancestors once, some of them were Brahmanas. So the situation is that if someone, in that particular case, he's not a Brahmana anymore, but people are so foolish that accept him as such. Therefore, in the age of Kali, the Shaukra birth will be interpreted as the birth in a human body by a father and a mother. That will be, we can take it like that. For us, that's the meaning, birth from father and mother. Normally it will be through the Garbhadhana Samskara, but this does not take place, generally speaking. In our Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada requested, there are some letters, where Srila Prabhupada requested disciples to chant 50 rounds of japa before conception. In order to, this is the way of having purified consciousness. Then father and mother are pure because they have been chanting so much. So their consciousness is pure at the time of conception. This will be the equivalent of Garbhadhana Samskara. So then the second type of birth, Savitra, it is mentioned. What's that type of birth? First initiation, according to Srila Prabhupada's definition in this purport, this is how Srila Prabhupada gives this definition, traditionally will be one accepts a spiritual master, and actually traditionally one receives the Brahman thread and the Gayatri mantra, Ombur, Bhuva, etc. It's very much quoted in the Vedas. And traditionally this is the Savitra initiation. So this is the second birth. And a human being should receive a second birth, should become a Dvija. If a Dvija means twice born. Unless a human being accepts a spiritual master, he cannot be considered a human being in the complete sense of the term. A human being must take a second birth. In any case, in every age, but especially in the age of Kali, in order to be considered a human being. And then the third birth, Yagyikai. What's that? Yagyika. This is more difficult, it's more technical, but it was, we read about it, so I'm asking to see how much attention did you pay. Good, good, yes. When the devotee, or I mean the person, gets, it becomes actually a perfect brahmana. This is how Srila Prabhupada translates it. And a perfect brahmana specifically is permission to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, applying in our terms of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he says, Harinam initiation, receiving Harinam from the spiritual master, this is already Savitra. Although technically, it can be questioned. Technically, Savitra is when we receive Gayatri initiation and the Brahman thread. That's technically. But sometimes Srila Prabhupada, he mixes the terms in order to explain the purpose of the term. Savitra means accepting a spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada gave Harinam in a more formal way that even Vaishnavas do in the Gaudiya Math. In Gaudiya Math, Harinam means they give you Harinam, they give you a name, and that's Harinam. And real initiation is when you get Brahman thread. But Srila Prabhupada made it more formal in order to establish that it is a serious commitment, chanting the holy name of the Lord, following the instructions of the spiritual master, is a very serious commitment. And Yagyikai, a perfect brahmana, means becoming a devotee of the Lord. That's the perfection of brahminical life. If a brahmana is not a devotee, actually, he is not fulfilling the purpose of brahminical initiation. He should become elevated to the third birth. The third birth is when the real understanding of Brahman, of the Supreme Truth, takes place. And this is understanding that the Supreme Brahman is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that in the age of Kali, because there are no qualified brahmanas, we follow the Pancharatrik system. Pancharatrik is a system for the age of Kali. It is not anymore the traditional Vedic system, because people in the age of Kali is not ready to follow the Vedic system. The Vedic system has been made accessible to the conditioned souls of Kali through the Pancharatrik system. And this system is that a qualified Vaishnava guru can create the transformation. Actually, the purpose of birth, taking birth, is transformation. The purpose of human life is to transform our consciousness through proper education. Through proper education. And education, in order to be proper, should be a spiritual education, should be God-conscious education. Otherwise, will be improper or incomplete. So, also, through the second birth, the idea is that the student will be transformed by the guru. If there is no transformation, and we say this in educational terms, we talk, education is not, I learned this actually from His Grace Rasa Mandala Prabhu in one of the courses, teacher training courses, education is not informational, It is transformational. This is real education. If it is only informational, it is incomplete, or even it can be dangerous, because the person has the information but doesn't know how to properly use it. It is like technology. Technology, in the hands of ignorant people, as it is in many cases nowadays, it is destructive. It creates problems for human society. But technology, in the hands of devotees, can be very useful for the advancement of, for example, spiritual education, for creating awareness of higher truths for the benefit of the people. So everything depends how it is used. So the purpose of birth is transformation. And the Pancharatik system establishes that the qualified guru, the qualified spiritual master, gives the holy name of the Lord to the disciple, and then the mantras to worship the Lord, and then transforms that person who was not even a Shudra by technical Varnashram terms, a person who was not, didn't even belong to the Vedic civilization, that soul becomes transformed into a Brahmana, because that person understands the purpose of human life. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. The purpose of human life is to understand, to research, to inquire about the Supreme Truth. And that person becomes further transformed by directly worshipping the Lord, by the mantras to enter into a personal relationship with the Lord. So in this way there is complete transformation. And then even more mantras can be given in order to enter, like for example the Sannyas mantra, it's about further transformation in terms of entering into a more intimate service with the Lord in Vrindavan. This is the purpose. This is how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur established. The purpose is to surrender further to the Lord. But the idea is to transform our consciousness. And this is what Sri Narada Muni is telling the Prachetas. If a person lives for many, many years, even the lifespan of the demigods, if that person doesn't take advantage of the opportunities he or she has received from his pure parents or from his spiritual masters, that person is wasting his lifetime. It is a waste of time. As the Bhagavatam says, what is the value of a very long life which is misused, which is wasted? It is better 1 second of pure consciousness, because by such pure consciousness we can attain complete realization. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Maharaj Katvanga. By his pure consciousness, by remembering Krishna at the time of death, even if it was for a very short period of time, he attained complete perfection. He went back home, back to Godhead. It is much better such a moment of pure consciousness than a very long life which is not properly used to transform our consciousness or to experience Krishna's presence and Krishna's service. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If you like to ask questions or make comments. It means to, there are in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada explains different aspects of the relationship with the spiritual master. There is, first one should approach the spiritual master. Adau Guru Ashraya, one should take shelter. Take shelter implies, the term is very significant, take shelter. Approaching with an attitude of seeking help. Like when someone goes to a doctor, one goes to a doctor seeking help. If one goes to the doctor and one thinks that he or she knows better than the doctor, what's the point of going to the doctor? I go to the doctor, but I'm not going to follow what he tells me. What's the point? What's the use? So first we take shelter, and then we should accept initiation. Initiation is not just a ceremony, it is receiving instructions from the spiritual master. And in Hari Bhakti Vilas says that unless one has served the spiritual master at least for a period of 1 year, 1 to 3 years, one has no right to ask for initiation. One has no right. First one should perform service. Of course, Srila Prabhupada was very merciful, and he was giving initiation after 6 months. He will encourage people to take initiation, he will engage them in devotional service, and after 6 months, he will accept them as his disciples. But that was actually his mercy, his generosity. But really, the process is that the student should approach the prospective spiritual master. First, he should know the spiritual master, and therefore sufficient time should pass by to get to know the person. Before marrying someone, one should know who he or she is marrying. There are different ways of knowing. And anyway, I don't want to. We don't have time to get into that. Will be another topic. But the point is that the disciple should know the spiritual master, and the disciple should serve the prospective spiritual master, then should receive formal initiation, and then he or she should follow the instructions given by the spiritual master, should make from the instructions of the spiritual master his life and soul. Is that okay? Yeah. One or two more points. Yes, very good point. The essential ingredient of the initiation process is Divya Gyana. Like we sing every morning, Divya Gyan Ride Prokashito. The spiritual master awards Divya Gyana into the heart of the disciple. So this is real initiation. And real initiation, it means to accepting this transcendental knowledge. It means actually the knowledge of bhakti, the knowledge of devotional service to the Lord. This is real initiation, to accept the process of devotional service and to apply it in one's life. But if we think that initiation is only, I have received the name, I am formally accepted within the community, within the social realm of the community, we may, if we don't go beyond the externals, may be creating the same problem the caste Brahmanas created by accepting that just receiving the Brahman thread and receiving the mantra from the spiritual master, that's initiated. That's not good enough. We need to accept the process and we need to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. But especially the process of bhakti, this is where real initiation takes place. Because initiation is meant to connect us with God. And we can connect with Krishna, with God, only through bhakti. Otherwise the connection is not really made. It is partial. The processes of karma kanda, jnana kanda, and bhakti kanda are interrelated, but they are also separated. Bhakti is one process. We do not really reach bhakti through karma or through jnana. We may have a connection, like if for example, we have there are three elevators. Some buildings have different elevators. So this will be the elevator of karma. And it goes up to here. There is elevation, but up to the heavenly planets, no more. And by karma, you cannot go beyond the heavenly planets. And after that, you have to go down. You don't have a direct access. There is a separation, so it's not that easy to connect. Maybe with jnana, there may be some connection over there. Then there is another elevator. The jnana process takes us to Brahman realization, impersonal realization, aham brahmasmi. But from there we cannot go directly to bhakti. We have to move to the place where the other elevator is. And that's the bhakti elevator. And the bhakti elevator can take us directly to Krishna, even from the lowest condition, without going through the regular Vedic processes of karma and jnana. So we need to, that's real transcendental knowledge, bhakti. The jnana kanda, jnana without bhakti, it is actually incomplete jnana, as Srila Prabhupada explains many times in his purports. The last point. Very good point. And actually, well, birth is mentioned because of the Garbhadhana samskara. So here, therefore, Prabhupada translates pure birth. Birth matters when it's done properly for a brahmana. In the age of Kali, because almost nobody follows that, therefore, birth is not taken seriously. But of course it is within our communities, we should teach our members to follow the process that Srila Prabhupada taught in order to invite advanced souls to come in their families. The chances are much greater if the process is followed, the process of purification through extensive chanting before the act of procreation. So in that sense it is important, birth, but otherwise in the age of Kali, because almost nobody follows, it is considered unimportant, and it is more important the spiritual birth. The spiritual master transforms the disciple by giving transcendental knowledge, transform that soul. I don't know if I'm answering. Is that? But one thing in this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Jaiva Dharma. I was looking this morning, I was doing some research on the terms Shaukra and Savitra and Yagika. And I found a few references. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, quoting Hari Bhakti Vilas, that is, if a Brahmana from a Brahmana family is a qualified Brahmana from a Brahmana family is present in the town or the village, one should go to him for initiation, as long as he is Vaishnava, of course, rather than going to someone who is not born in a Brahmana family. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that actually this is due to social considerations. Because in India, this idea of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra is very much established. To avoid creating social perturbation, one should follow the tradition. This is the idea. But if the Brahmana born in a Brahmana family is not Vaishnava, one rather should take initiation from a Vaishnava who is born in any family. And if someone is an advanced Vaishnava, it doesn't matter in what family was he or she born. One should approach such a Vaishnava for spiritual instruction and initiation. Okay, the topic C, you could make a case according to tradition. This is even in debate in our movement, because in India that's not traditionally that common in classical India. So, but anyway, I mentioned he or she because actually the gender is not a limitation for bhakti. Bhakti does not depend on the physical condition. Any last point? Yes, very good point. Yes, you are right. Although proper education, if it's the person accepts it, accepts the Vaishnava guru with heart and soul, cannot rule the previous. Otherwise, statements saying that the pure devotional service burns to ashes all the karma, has the power to burn to ashes all the karma, will not be true. So, proper education and proper purification in devotional service can even make up for the shortcomings in the first part. But of course, a person who has the first, who has a good birth, it's better. It will be much better. We see sometimes some. We don't know, of course, what happened. Only Krishna knows. But we see sometimes devotees born in devotee families who are very natural devotees and very advanced very quickly. It is quite possible that the parents did a good job in terms of consciousness. Although there are also, it's not black and white, there are many other factors. Like His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, his sons didn't follow him. That doesn't mean he didn't do it purely. We shouldn't just say, and we see also Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of a demon. So it's not black and white. There are other factors which may be there. Thank you very much for your kind attention. I'll read the translation again. A civilized human being has three kinds of births. The first birth is by a pure father and mother. And this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called Savitra. The third birth, called Yagika, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. Granta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nittai Gaur Premanande Kari Hari Bol.